Many religious leaders have portrayed the events of September 11th as a spiritual challenge. 3 days after the attacks, Rabbi Adam Minsk of Manhattan's Lincoln Square Synagogue recalled the biblical story in which God commands Abraham to slaughter his son Isaac, only to stay his hand at the last moment when the patriarch showed his willingness to do the deed.
The test of Abraham was to see what his potential was. How, at a time of crisis, how deep could he reach inside of himself to be selfless and to show his commitment and dedication to God? And I think this lesson is extremely important to us here in New York, because what we've seen over the course of this past week is the selflessness, the heroism of so many people, from the firefighters to the police to the people in the hijacked planes who struggled with the hijackers to bring the plane down and to kill themselves, potentially to save thousands of lives. We all were tested this past week. It's a terrible tragedy, but at the same time, we learned this week that we all have the ability to respond at a time of need. We can just hope that we can translate this to respond not only in times of need, but also in times of success and plenty, that we should always be able to help one another.
One unsung hero in this saga is Denise Casalnuovo, a Mohawk Indian volunteer who has helped to distribute hot food and fresh supplies to workers at Ground Zero. She's been there almost every day since September 12th.
It looks like a science fiction landscape, and people don't realize the amount of people that are missing that will never be found. Hopefully it's made us kinder to each other. It's made us more spiritual, more open to other people's feelings and how their lives are, but it certainly hasn't made me afraid. You know, you can be soft and be strong. Being strong has nothing to do with the size of your muscles.
That sense is shared by Kevin McGarry, a carpenter who helped search for bodies in the rubble of the World Trade Center. He says the experience helped him appreciate his everyday blessings.
I hug my daughter 5 more times extra a day. I kiss my wife 2 or 3 more times a day, because you don't know when you're not coming home again. You walk out the door, it could be the last time you walk out the door.
Luisa Montero Diaz, a Buddhist meditation teacher in the Washington, D.C. area, says that this sort of insight corresponds with a basic Buddhist truth.
Life is fundamentally insecure, and it always has been. One of the tenets of Buddhism is that everything is constantly changing, impermanence. Everything is in a state of flux and flow constantly. So there really is nothing to hang on to. Unfortunately, there's also a human tendency in our nature to want to grab on something that's safe, secure, solid, that's not going to change. And part of what this practice teaches us is to learn little by little how we can live in that state of insecurity and still be joyful.
Lynn Kelly, Ms. Diaz's fellow teacher, adds that the Buddhist ideal is not merely joy, but full, direct, and unflinching engagement with whatever is.
When the event happened, there was a communal explosion of shock and grief and rage and feelings of revenge and then feelings of enormous compassion and later on some fear, just really big feelings. The advantage of feeling things unfiltered and in the moment, in their full potency, is that you see them clearly. You see clearly that within us, we have great evil and boundless love. You know, some people are shocked at how open their hearts feel, but I think there is an effort to sustain part of that openness as a regular part of our lives. And as we appreciate each other in that effort, I think we have hope of sustaining it.
During this holiday season, many Americans hope that the daunting physical tasks of recovery and rebuilding after September 11th will be matched by the spiritual values that help to give that work meaning. This is Adam Phillips reporting.